was he born?
1920.
Where was he raised?
Unalaska Island.
Who did he serve?
United States Army.
It's an extra special Memorial Day in Unalaska. Even the weather is fair. And this year, the community is honoring a decorated fallen veteran, Army Private George Fox. Fox is the only known Unangah soldier killed in action in World War II and any war since.
NZO Beach.
His last words.
Wish all love.
Who was he fighting?
Nazi monsters.
How was he killed?
Nazi bomb.
Killed in action.
Private George Fox.
Killed in action.
An Army color guard leads a procession of several dozen people along Front Beach in Unalaska. They chant together, holding small American flags and images of Fox. They're heading to the island's cemetery for a long-awaited burial ceremony for him. Fox was born in 1920 on Unga Island, the largest of the Shumagin Islands. Census data shows that he and his mother moved to Unalaska less than a decade later, and he joined the military when he was about 21 years old. Fox was killed fighting in Ardea, Italy in 1944. About 5 years later, his body was returned to Unalaska, and he was buried in an unmarked grave next to his mother. And for nearly 80 years, Fox remained there, without recognition for his sacrifice. Until Monday.
At this time, please join me in a 21-gun salute, followed by taps.
Following the solemn salute, Fox's gravestone was unveiled. Officials from a number of organizations gave speeches. Had it not been for the low, heavy Aleutian fog, Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski, as well as members of Fox's family, would have also come to speak in his honor. Mike Livingston works for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association and has been researching and battling for years to get Fox the recognition he deserves. He says even though some of the special guests didn't make it, the ceremony was a great success.
It really is a decade in the making. You know, a lot of people have been working on this to try to find out the information we needed to honor Private George Fox. And a lot of people have been working to get the gravestone ordered. We're just grateful for all the support.
Livingston stood in the Unalaska High School gym after the stone was unveiled, glowing with joy as he chatted with locals and military officials. As far as his emotions, he says, he had a lot of them.
A great deal of pride and happiness for the honoring of Private George Fox. Certainly, it's sometimes hard to hold back the tears, you know, but just absolute joy that Gertrude Savarni could be up there with us to unveil Private George's Fox's grave. It looks really sharp.
And then to have Unangah Elder Gertrude Savarni was Fox's neighbor growing up. She says he was a friend to her older brother. After he died in the war, Savarni would walk to his grave every year and place a small American flag on the overgrown plot. This year, thanks to Livingston's planning and outreach, her small flag was just one of several dozen that were brought by supporters from across the state who made the trek up the hill to his grave. Savarni says to fully understand what this recognition means, people need to know the region's history.
When I was 12 years old, my village survived the bombing of Unalaska Island by the Japanese, and shortly thereafter, we were forced to leave home.
The U.S. government forcibly removed over 800 Unangah people from their homes in the Aleutian and Pribilof region following the World War II bombing.
We were dropped off in abandoned canneries, gold mines, and logging camps in southeast Alaska, stripped of our civil liberties, and it changed our lives forever. But even as this was happening to us, our sons and daughters, our brothers, sisters were signing up to fight for the United States in the war.
She says that patriotic spirit is in part why she and others survived those camps.
This ceremony today symbolizes the recognition of the many Unangan people who served in their country. Well, if I could wish anything, I would wish that we would all teach our children to care deeply about the welfare of their friends and neighbors. We are nothing without the community around us.
Fox's marker is engraved with his own words, "Wish all love." They come from a letter he wrote to his father the year he died. Here's Livingston reading that letter.
I would sure like to be fishing. This makes three seasons that I have missed fishing. We have transferred into infantry and seen some action. I'm getting along fine. Don't worry about me. Write often, and I wish you all the love. We'll write more later. Your son, George.
The gravestone also includes Fox's name, his date of birth, his honors, including a Purple Heart, and his recognition as a Nunungach warrior. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Christos was Christ. Christos alagoveko.